Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Mayor Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, joins us again on 720 WGN. How are you today, Mayor?
I'm doing terrific, Lisa. Thanks for having me back.
How's Stacy doing? Because I'm thinking she's got three kids at home for the summer and trying to do what she needs to manage every day.
Yeah, she's doing terrific. We celebrated 27 years, June 28th. And Braden, my youngest, turned 11 on yesterday. And she's in volleyball camp. Owen is with, got a summer job. And my middle child is a typical middle child. I'll just put it to you this way. He should be really tall by the end of the summer, if you get my drift.
So did you get your youngest a job with Streets and Sand, or how does that work?
Well, they have plenty of things to do around the house, and I'm probably violating all child labor laws by working them as hard as I am. So, but we're having a great summer so far, and, you know, it's an important time of the year as families get a chance just to, you know, reconnect, and, you know, we still have a few more weeks to go this summer before we send them off back to our educators.
Yeah, it goes fast. Hey, speaking of the Chicago way, there are people guessing, and Walter Burnett Jr., the alderman, has voiced his opinion that he wants his son to replace him. You'll be the person to appoint that position, correct?
Yeah, so that is the authority, one of the executive authorities that I do possess, like all other mayors. And let me just first of all say that Alderman Burnett served his constituents and really the city of Chicago honorably. You know, when I first got involved and started to do more community organizing, I did a lot of work in Cabrini Green, and I would reach out to him on a regular basis about some of the programming that we were doing there and some of the activities and the demands that we had. I always told him, I tell him, he better be glad that he was nice to me. You just never know who may be your boss. But when I was working in Cabrini Green at Jenner Academy, where I taught, same thing with the New City YMCA. And so I'm grateful for his years of service. As far as, you know, the appointment process, you know, people are going to apply, and, you know, I'm going to take, you know, the input from the community. Like any other mayor, I suppose, you know, I will take his recommendations with serious consideration. But we're going to open up the process and see who applies, and I'll make the decision that I think is best that can continue in the work to help us build the safest, most affordable big city in America.
Hey, Mayor, it looks like
he's elevating you.
You just, well, I don't know if that is.
That's not really an elevation. Nope, that's not.
It looks like you picked up a win on the near north side with this, the Sterling Bay project. Alderman Wagasback is giving up on his opposition to the taller residential building. The Crane's reporting that this afternoon. That's going to free something up that's been frozen for a long time. How much do you know about that, and what can you tell us?
But what I can say is that, you know, we've been working really hard to really expedite development. As you know, I passed the Cut the Tape initiative to streamline processes and procedures that allow for us to move business faster. Here's what I've said. There's got to be a public benefit for the economic development that wants to come to Chicago. And it's very enticing right now. We're building affordable homes.
Okay.
Spaces downtown.
We've got limited time, so I'm going to interrupt you. I want to ask specifically about this Sterling Bay project, because at one point it was going to transform the skyline. It's gotten smaller, but it looks like, I mean, can you tell us it's moving ahead now?
Well, I mean, I will just say that there are some positive developments that are happening, you know, as we get a little bit closer towards finalizing any of the processes and procedures that have to be done before we can actually, like, speak to it. I can say that we are moving in the right direction, and this is a part of a larger package, whether it's Joe Mansueto on the other end with the soccer stadium or affordable housing that we're building downtown. I'm just saying it's an indication that people want to do development in Chicago.
Mayor Johnson is with us, and every time you join us, and we're thankful for it, I get an email or a text message from a firefighter saying, what about the contract? And when I mentioned that today, someone said, Lisa, it's not just the firemen with no contracts. Chicago police supervisors, sergeants, lieutenants, captains have not had a contract for 3 years. Where are we with that?
Well, we've settled multiple contracts since I've been in office. As far as the fire department, that's going through arbitration right now. You know, that's another contract negotiation that I inherited. There are some you know, elements within that contract that we still have to work out. Look, you know, we have settled multiple contracts, whether it's the police and fire, AFSCME, Local 73, I mean, dozens and dozens of contracts that we've settled. There's just a few more that are outstanding, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that workers get what they deserve. And, you know, again, it's one of those situations where there are some things that labor wants, and, you know, everybody said that I would be too acquiescent, if you will, to labor. You know, there's no secret that I do support our workforce in this city. But we are in early stages of arbitration so that, you know, all of us can come to the table to reach an agreement that works for the workers and that works for the taxpayers.
Mr. Mayor, there are more and more sort of whispers or shouts, or I'm not sure what the right terminology, about Susana Mendoza not running for a fourth term as controller and instead setting her sights on running for mayor in a couple of years. Presumably that would be against you. Can she beat you?
I haven't lost an election. I've never lost an election. And here's the most important thing is that the people of Chicago elected me in 2023, where many people said that I couldn't win that election, right? Yeah. In fact, I do remember specifically people saying that even if I did win, and I'm quoting, that many people believe that there would have been chaos and blood in the streets and that violent crime would have gotten out of control. So we have proven over and over again that the people of Chicago can make smart, sophisticated decisions and not get bogged down within some of these politics. Violent crime is down in the city of Chicago. Homicides are down 32%. Shooting victims are down 40%. Shootings are down 38%. Robberies are down. And we're building more affordable homes. We've made good on every single promise. I said that we're going to hire more young people, 29,000 of them, 45% increase. I said that we're going to build more affordable homes. We're on pace to have 10,000 by the end of my first term. We said I was going to expand mental health services to provide more mental health support, and we've done that. We opened up three mental health clinics, and we have the CARE program that is moving across the city, where instead of police officers showing up for mental health crises, you now have paid behavioral health care specialists that are showing up to these crises. I said that we're going to grow our economy, and we're doing that. So whoever, you know, I can't control someone's wish list.
Okay, but let's say it's her. What do you make of her candidacy?
Look, I'm focused on my job right now as mayor of Chicago. I don't know who's decided to run, and I don't control that. What I'm simply saying is this, that the people of Chicago elected me to build a safe, affordable city, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
What if it's Lisa? Could you beat Lisa?
In a heartbeat.
Well, I will say this. You know, Lisa probably does have a high popularity rate, and if I had an opportunity to have a running mate, then I definitely would go with Lisa as my running mate. How's that?
I'm in.
All right.
I feel with Governor Pritzker, you know, and his aspirations, many people feel that he wants to run for president. I feel that somehow he's distanced himself a bit from what's happening in Chicago. Is that just my perception, or do you feel it as well?
Well, look, that's an interesting observation. I don't know if that's the conclusion that I would have come to. You know, we just came off of a budget cycle with the state of Illinois, and there was obviously great coordination around investing in homelessness, where we built this one shelter system initiative, where we've doubled the amount of shelter beds. Another promise that I made, and we've kept it. You know, look, we have to work together to ensure that our public transportation system is funded. You know, the entire state of Illinois, the economy, a great deal of the economy comes right through the city of Chicago. And so whether it's how we invest in our public transportation system, the state has a part to play in that. How we invest in our public education system, the state has a part to play in that. And here's the other thing is the city of Chicago, we have population growth. The airports, particularly O'Hare, for the first time in over a decade, we are within striking distance of being the number one busiest airport in the entire country. There's no reason to distance yourself from Chicago. If anything, you would want to embrace it. Who would have thought that was just in 2 short years, we would be talking about violent crime going down at a rate that's much higher than the national average. Same thing with economic development. We were voted the best big city in America 8 consecutive years in a row, 13 years, the number one corporate relocation for corporate headquarters. the city of Chicago is the engine and the heartbeat of not just the state of Illinois, but the entire region. There's no reason to distance yourself from the greatest freaking city in the world.
Alderwoman Tavares was on earlier today, Tavares, and she was we were talking about the vote for the granny flats that won in committee today. And she's not in favor of it, and she said because her ward is already too densely populated. But she also brought up aldermanic prerogative in that she thinks the alderman or alderwoman should be able to decide where these go. This was a win for you today in committee. Just tell me what you make of all of that and this idea of fighting prerogative, because I know that was a battle at up at Sterling Bay as well.
Yeah. This is really about one thing for me. We need more housing units in Chicago. And this is yet another innovative way to build more units. We are roughly 1,000 units short. You know, look, unlike other big cities, you know, we're still in a relatively decent state in terms of affordability. New York, 1.1 million. Los Angeles, almost 900,000. You know, we're going to build a safer city. We're already moving in that direction. But people have to be able to afford to live here. And so this is a carefully crafted, compromised approach where what is essentially happening to some extent already, have some regulation around it. We temper it. We create some parameters around it. But, you know, no one is going to disagree that we need more affordable housing units. And so here's another opportunity to allow us to do that. And that's what my focus is going to remain, building a safe, affordable city. That's the only pathway forward for working people.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, it is happening already. It is. And if you want to manage it, you have to regulate it. And it is a way to, you know, get people into some spaces and have homeowners make a few extra bucks on renting those spaces out. But I know there's a lot of talk about that. And we've talked your ear off. So thank you for joining us today.
Always the best, you all. Enjoy. Go Cubs. Not a bad way to go into the All-Star break. We got.
Did you watch the home run derby last night?
Just a little bit, you know. I'm turning into my father, so I'll start watching something before I know it. It's the next day, so
yeah.
You know what I mean.
Have a great day, Mayor.
Thank you. You all. Bye bye.